Right here in the heart of forgotten America, it's time to get loud and proud with you, and I appreciate you stopping in to do it with me. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, September 19, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a Baltimore restaurant's dress code is blowing up social media, being called racist and discriminatory and awful. Others saying it's great and a good idea and about time. We'll talk about it. Where do you come down in the conversation? Number two, Joe Biden's polling numbers sliding badly and have fallen into the 20s, but he remains in the lead. The best choice, Democrats think, to defeat Donald Trump come next year. We'll see. And number one, back to the story we discussed in our number one, you wanted to know more because so few people are talking about this, but more than 2,200 fetuses discovered in the home of a former abortion doctor in Illinois. It's a story of depravity at levels we don't often dig into. I mean, this is a story of depravity of an abortionist who worked for 43 years. His name is Ulrich Klopfer. Ulrich Klopfer died on the 3rd of September at 79 years of age. He performed abortions in Indiana, in Fort Wayne and elsewhere, but lived outside of Crete, Illinois. That's about 35 miles south of Chicago. While going through Dr. Klopfer's property, the family found, get this, 2,246 medically preserved fetal remains. This is what a serial killer does. And performing abortions over 43 years, this abortionist, Ulrich Klopfer, aborted tens of thousands of babies. And he kept them as prizes, tucked away neatly in his garage. His family knew nothing of it. He didn't discuss it with anybody. How did he get them there? How did he get these fetuses transported to his garage to be stored where he could return and look at them over and over again? This is the sick, demented world of the abortionist. He lost his license in 2016. After the medical board found that he had performed abortions on a pair of 13-year-old girls without proper authority, without telling officials that these girls had been sexually assaulted. He also performed an abortion on a 10-year-old girl raped by her own uncle and told nobody. Performed the abortions without the proper paperwork or authorization. This was the dark world of Ulrich Klopfer. I dare say a man who enjoyed his work. It should shock the conscience, this story. And yet almost nobody's talking about it. It really should shock the conscience. I mean, these unborn babies were his prizes, put up on display for him to see and return to. I mean, it really is as demented as it comes. And rarely is the brutality of the abortion industry put on display quite the way this one was and is. It's an obvious and horrific way to look at what's going on. The abortion industry is good at hiding its ugliness, disguising it behind shiny brochures at Planned Parenthood and marches talking about women's rights. But even in the abortion industry, Ulrich Klopfer stands out, or does he? The answer is, we don't really know. But it is an ugly case, a case where this man relished his work. Not long ago, he said this. He said that men can't get pregnant, and we need to respect women making a decision that they think is best in their life. I'm not here to dictate to anybody. I'm not here to judge anybody. And he bragged at that hearing that in his 43 years of practice, he had never lost a patient. Well, I guess that depends on who you're asking. He never lost a patient, he said, in 43 years. And again, that depends on who you're asking. 2,246 fetuses taken to his garage, stacked neatly, preserved neatly. Now, the thing is, we don't know how they were preserved. We don't know how they were packaged, if you will. But what is wrong with your soul? What is wrong with you as a human being that you would pack up fetuses that you have, with your own hands, killed, and transport them from Indiana to Illinois, to your property, to put away in some ritualistic fashion so you can return to them time and again. What kind of a sickness is in your heart? What kind of a sickness is in you for that to occur? I mean, even in the abortion industry, like I said, these are shocking crimes. Few men and women could, well, few people could or even would consider such a thing. I mean, what has to be wrong with you mentally, emotionally? Do you even have a soul? And this comes out at a time when abortion is on trial for many people here in America. Democrats, like the governor of Virginia, believe it's perfectly acceptable to have an abortion right up until the time of birth. So does New York State. So does Illinois, ironically, where these fetuses were stored, like so many baseball cards. It's a time in America for choosing, that's for sure. A time for choosing whether or not you agree that having an abortion up until the time of birth is something you're okay with. Every single Democrat running for office right now, with the exception of Joe Biden, I believe, thinks that an abortion up until the moment of birth is perfectly acceptable. I find that gut-wrenching. I find that absolutely horrendous. Where do you come down in that conversation? Because if you can't support that idea, how could you support these candidates for president? That's a question you have to ask. If you're a Democrat, you have to seriously take a moment and reflect on this question. Can you support a candidate that supports the idea of an abortion right up until the moment of birth? That's somehow a decision to be made by the woman carrying that child. Well, it's a woman's body. It's her choice. It's not her body. For if it were, the DNA would be the same between that fetus and the mother. And of course, it is not, because they are two separate entities, two different zip codes, if you will. They are not the same. You know it, and so do I. I think most Americans are okay with the idea of abortion up until about 10 or 12 weeks, somewhere in that range. And beyond that, it becomes real sketchy and real questionable. But that is the question you have to confront yourself with today. What are you willing to live with? No pun intended. What are you willing to live with when it comes to abortion? Is it 10 weeks, 12 weeks, not at all, 20 weeks, 26, or full term? And why is nobody talking about Ulrich Klopfer and the 2,246 fetuses he stacked in his garage as trophies? Well, now you know about it, and you should tell some people as well. I'm Steve Gerber. This is The Steve Gerber Show on a Thursday.
Inches in just 2 weeks? You can with Wyckoff Wellness and Verju laser treatments. The Verju is cutting-edge laser technology that melts away the fat and sculpts your body. Treatments take less than an hour. Sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, or upper arms with the Verju laser. And Verju is specially priced this month. What are you waiting for? Verju is FDA approved, and Wyckoff Wellness has the only Verju in Michigan. Call now, 517-333-7270, or log on to wyckoffwellness.com.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gerber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.